You know, people often think of change as hard. They imagine it as forcing themselves, as saying no to all the things they want, as restriction, denial, willpower. But real change, especially when it comes to how you eat, isn't about punishment. It's about partnership. Your body already knows what it needs. It's been whispering that message for years. But sometimes, life gets loud. Fast food, busy schedules, old habits, quick fixes. And you stop hearing the whisper. This session is here to help you remember, to listen again to what your body has been asking for all along. To reconnect with food in a way that nourishes not just your body, but your confidence, your identity, your life. Because the truth is, you don't need another diet. You need a new relationship with food, with your kitchen, and your ability to enjoy what's good for you. And here's something worth remembering. The most powerful place to change your health is your own kitchen. Not a gym, not a scale, not even a doctor's office. But the simple moment you choose to cook for yourself, to take control of the fuel you give your body, to make health not a punishment but a pleasure. And yes, it might feel like a leap. But the beautiful thing is, this time, you're not doing it alone. Because your subconscious is ready to support you now. And you're about to help it remember that food is not just something you consume. It's something you create. Something you can enjoy. And so now, you can just begin to let the world soften around the edges. Let your shoulders relax. Let your breath deepen. Let your mind begin to wander inward. Because there's a part of you that already knows how to nourish yourself. That knows what health feels like. That remembers the joy of creating something beautiful and eating it. And as you relax more deeply now, you may find yourself stepping into a memory, a place, a feeling of being centered, creative, and free. Imagine now you walk into a kitchen. But this one isn't just any kitchen. It's clean, spacious, filled with light, and filled with possibility. The counters are clear. The fridge it's full of color. And your hands begin to move confidently, calmly, as if you've done this 1,000 times before. You're chopping vegetables, stirring a sauce, sauteing something fragrant and healthy, and it feels good. It feels natural, effortless, like you're reconnecting with a part of yourself you didn't realize you'd forgotten. There's a story about a woman who used to love cooking. She cooked when she was young. She cooked when she was in love. She cooked when she wanted to feel like herself again. But then, life got busy. And slowly, she stopped. Microwaves replaced memories. Fast food replaced creativity. And her kitchen grew quiet. Until one day, she opened a cookbook that had been sitting on the shelf for years. And inside was a note. In her own handwriting, it said, cooking is how I take care of myself. She cried, and she cooked, and she remembered, and she healed. Because the kitchen was never the problem. She had just needed permission to come home to herself. And now, something inside you begins to stir. A quiet desire to try something new. To pick up the pan. To fill the fridge with life. To feed yourself with joy. Because from this moment on, your body will begin to crave what heals you. Your mind will start suggesting healthier meals automatically. Your energy will guide you toward the kitchen, not with dread, but with curiosity and pride and pleasure. You may find yourself scrolling past junk food and lingering on recipes instead. You may feel the urge to plan meals, try something new, invite someone over, celebrate your own care. Because healthy eating isn't hard anymore. It's part of who you are. And I wonder how soon you'll notice the changes. Maybe you wake up one morning and instinctively go for water, fruit, and protein. Maybe you notice the junk food and just don't want it. Maybe you find yourself at the store buying ingredients you haven't cooked with in years, but feel excited to try. Maybe you start associating the act of cooking with care, with creativity, with celebration. Because now, you're not someone who diets. You're someone who nourishes. You're someone who listens. You're someone who creates the conditions for lasting health. In a moment, I'll count from 1 to 5. And as I do, you'll return fully awake, feeling light, energized, and deeply connected to the part of you that's ready to cook, nourish, and thrive. 1. The light in the kitchen fades. 2. The smells, the colors, the feeling stays. 3. Awareness returning to your body. That's it. 4. A smile, a knowing. Good. 5. Eyes open, refreshed, and ready to enjoy healthy cooking. And as your days unfold from here, you'll keep noticing how easy it becomes to choose well, to cook joyfully, to plan a little, and enjoy a lot. Your kitchen is no longer a place of guilt or overwhelm. It's a place of power, of presence, of progress. Every time you step inside it now, you're saying, "I choose health. I choose care. I choose me."